Demonstrators in New York started banging drums early despite rainy skies that appeared to threaten the day's turnout. But this Occupy activist was undaunted.
No, if the NYPD can't stop us, Mother Nature can't stop us, you can't stop the truth.
Activists in various venues throughout New York came to deliver a core message of the Occupy movement: growing income disparities between the wealthiest 1% of Americans and the remaining 99%.
And I think it's very
David Harvey, an anthropology professor at the City University of New York, made the point at an Occupy teach-in in Manhattan.
We've got this situation where we don't have the money power, but the only power we have is people. And the only way politics is going to work for us is on the street. That's the only thing we've got. That's the only power we've got.
Police arrested at least four marchers on the Williamsburg Bridge between Brooklyn and Manhattan for not obeying an order to turn around. Police also made arrests at other venues. Demonstrators handed out messages to shopkeepers calling for a general strike. No work, school, or shopping. Hairdresser Lizzie Steelhart said she sympathizes with the Occupy movement.
I definitely support people speaking up about some of the economic injustice that's going on in our country.
Activists targeted banks and corporations they consider corrupt and greedy.
Bank of America! Bank for America!
Demonstrators took that message to Bank of America. But the movement's call for a general strike did not materialize. As the hairdresser explained, she could not afford to take the day off. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.